Today we talked at the conference today, Amy, about a couple of research projects that we've done. One in particular that we did with the Gallup organization, where we surveyed, Gallup actually surveyed the American public and found out that the level of trust and confidence in federal government is relatively low, as the data have shown over the years. But one of the things that we found in this survey is we tried to take a look at not just what the public's perception is about government, but why people feel the way they do about the federal government, and we came up with some interesting findings.
I was going to say, is it not the conventional wisdom of a party loyalty or whatever's going on overseas, foreign policy type stuff? Is there more to it than that? What'd you find?
Yes, there is, and that's one of the reasons that we got together with Gallup to do this survey. What we found is that when members of the public have individual interactions with specific federal agencies, the quality of that interaction not only affects how they feel about that individual agency, but it affects how they feel about government in general. And one data point, we found that, and this was a national poll, representative and generalizable, you know, when you work with Gallup, it is a first-class operation. What we found is that those respondents who were satisfied with a specific interaction they had with a government agency, whether it was face-to-face or on the telephone or through a website, those who were satisfied with that particular interaction were three times more likely to be positive about government overall. And we think that that is a huge finding, because it suggests that individual public servants, when they have contact with government or individual agency websites, those interactions can really move the needle of public trust and confidence in government overall.
Interesting. It sort of is a different play on the whole all politics is local kind of thought, which is, if it impacts you directly, then that's the whole government. If it's just you trying to call and find out something about your Social Security check and you don't feel satisfaction from that one phone call, that's the whole government.
That's right. And, you know, we try to spin that in a positive way, that if you do have a positive interaction, or the website really works, you know, you don't have to click for days to find out what you're looking for, you're going to feel much better about government. And that's going to drive the needle of public trust, public confidence, and public support.
So are those the sorts of initiatives that would be most effective in strengthening that trust, is making sure that you have the folks in place who are going to provide that positive experience, and the website in place, too? Some of it's IT.
Absolutely. Regardless of what the form of interaction is, if federal agencies are providing responsive service, and one of the things we found is it's not just about whether or not the member of the public gets an answer that is yes, even if the answer is no, if they're treated in a professional, respectful, timely manner, they're going to have a better opinion about government in general. And the same thing with websites. As I mentioned before, if websites are easy to navigate and user-friendly, and the experience is much more positive, so is the perception overall of government.
It sounds so simple the way you are spelling it out. It sounds so easy to do. And yet, you know, speaking as somebody who's a kind of an aggressive driver, even when you're all by yourself in your own car, you may not be very polite to the person next to you. So explain why it's so hard for us to achieve this goal.
Well, you know, the federal government is the largest and most diversified workforce in the nation, touches the public in many, many different ways, day in and day out. So managing a huge and complex workforce like that, and making sure that every individual interaction is a positive one, is really a big management challenge, but certainly one that has enormous potential to improve the public's opinion of government. So we think this is a very interesting, very actionable data that individual agencies can use, and that public servants who are on the front lines, we think if they understand that their individual contact, their individual interaction has this kind of potential, they're going to take the need to provide responsive, effective, and timely service much more seriously.
Are there any sorts of, and we always kind of lean back toward the collaboration tools and social media, that sort of thing. Is that part of the recommendation? Does that help? Does it hinder? Where does that lie in your findings?
Well, you know, we really didn't take a look at it to that level of detail, and I'm no expert in that. But we are finding through other research and through what the public is telling us that the extent to which the public can interact with other members of the public, with individual agencies, and also can have a voice in how things are done, that is always positive.
And are there plans or programs that are in the works or on the part of some agencies, on the part of the partnership, that are helping us all move toward that end?
Well, I think this research is a move in that direction. One of the things we found is, for example, you talk about electronic media and accessing federal agencies through the web and through the Internet. It's not just the young people. We found that a significant percentage of people who are older are also primarily interacting with federal agencies through the Internet. So that tells us, you know, it's not just about the millennials. It's about everyone who we interact with in the federal government. We need to make sure that those electronic interactions are, as I mentioned earlier, user-friendly and efficient, and we can navigate through these websites in a way that satisfies us, that provides the information we need, or provides the transaction in an efficient and timely fashion.
And were you at all surprised by the findings, considering the time that you've worked with the Partnership for Public Service?
Sure.
and how you know how to work with agencies and bring up the agency satisfaction sort of things? Were you surprised that this isn't just about politics, but about personal satisfaction on the part of the people who do business with government?
That's right. Well, our hypothesis, Amy, was that the quality of the individual interaction would affect the citizens' perception of government. So we were very pleased to see this kind of result, and a result that is that dramatic. Now certainly there are going to continue to be other factors that influence the public's perception of government: their political party, their age, how they feel about overall policies. But this is a very powerful finding that, again, we think is very actionable, that individual departments, agencies, and individual public servants should take to heart.
And you've mentioned this actionable data, that if agencies could get their hands on it and look at it, they might be able to use it to their own benefit. So how can they do that? How do they get their hands on it?
Well, we have made the report available through our website, ourpublicservice.org, and we continue to talk about it. You mentioned earlier a larger project called the State of the Public Service, where we are moving towards putting together an evaluation, sort of a report card on the quality of the federal workforce. We're also continuing to work with Gallup to collect the kind of data on citizen satisfaction with government, so that we don't just have this as a moment in time survey, that we're continuing to collect the data so that we can see how the needle is moving over time. And we continue to talk with agencies about this in our individual interactions with agencies. We are emphasizing this, and it also links to best places to work in the federal government, because that is about employee satisfaction and employee engagement. And we know that the higher level of employee satisfaction and engagement, the higher level of customer satisfaction. So it all kind of links together.
It all kinds of feeds back on itself. And you made a really good point about this not being just one moment in time snapshot. You plan on doing this again. I'm surprised it hasn't been done before.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there are lots and lots of surveys of public opinion of government, public perceptions of government. But we think this is the first time that we've ever really been able to dig into why people feel the way they do about government, not just overall feelings, overall opinions, but what is influencing people to have good opinions or not so good opinions about government. So that's one of the reasons we think this is a significant piece of research.
Do you think at any point in time anything else could impact that, besides just including the personal interaction with an agency?
I'm not sure what you mean by any other thing.
Well, for example, if you are a person who has an interaction with an agency and it's a positive one,
sure,
but it's an administration that politically you're not crazy about,
I see.
Which one weighs more than the other?
There are other factors. As I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm, there are people's opinions about policies and what political party they are, their demographic. But what we found here is that a very influential factor is that individual interaction. Now, we're never going to be able to, by an individual interaction, affect everyone or influence your entire opinion about government. But what we found here is that contact is a very important influence on how you feel about government. And if you have a good contact, you're three times more likely to feel good about government in general.
Love it. Bob Lavinia is the Vice President for Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Really fascinating information, Mr. Lavinia. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be linking to this conversation and the partnership and that data on our website, federalnewsradio.com/dailydebrief, where folks can also learn more about the conference. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Amy.